So the topic today is Kiddush Levana, but the connection to Parsha should be pretty obvious. What's interesting is that the language of the bracha that we say when we say Kiddush Levana, we end off with the bracha to Hashem Mechadesh Chadashim. Hashem makes the new months. We would imagine with a name like Kiddush Levana, maybe the name should be Mechadesh Chadashim, with Hashem makes holy the time, the month. So actually, there is a medrash which says that the language of the bracha is mikadesh chodeshim, not mechadesh chodeshim. And one suggestion on that, the medrash itself says, is that was when they did kiddush, the bezdin would do every month. The bezdin would do based on the sighting of the moon. Then when Kaiser would say the bracha on the new month, they would make a bracha of mikadesh chodeshim, because Kaiser was making it holy. But now that we don't do our calculation based on the sighting of the moon and Bezdin doing it, it's been already put in place for the time of the Gemara, the calculation. So now the bracha is Mechadesh Chodeshim.
Rebbe.
So we should call it Kiddush Levana, not Kiddush Levana.
So in the time of Beit HaMikdash, who would actually say the bracha?
It sounds like everybody.
Everybody would say it.
Whereas besides the Bezdin saying Mekudesh, Mekudesh, but then there would still be an inyan of the Seber saying a bracha on the Levana, but the bracha they would say the bracha, since Klai Yisrael was the one who made the Kurdish, it's a Mekadesh Chodeshim as opposed to Mekadesh Chodeshim.
So we're just trying to differentiate from what they did by saying Mekadesh?
I mean, the Medrash brings two opinions. The Medrash brings two opinions whether the bracha is Mekadesh Chodeshim with a Kufa or Mekadesh Chodeshim with a Ches. But the Medrash says that the answer is when they did Alpiliya, so Christ was the one who was being Mekadesh it. Now it's interesting to say that Lashon, because even now, even nowadays, it's not. We're not. Bezdin wasn't Mekadesh it. You can't have a month which is Kurdish without the Bezdin doing it. But as opposed to the Bezdin doing it every month based on sighting, the Hillel Hasheni sat there and made this calculation and put a kiddush on every single month based on calculation until Mashiach comes. So there really was a kiddush of the Bezdin for all the months to come. For the thousands of years ahead, the Bezdin had put in place a kiddush. So the fact that the language of the bracha would change because it was lacking in kiddush, there wasn't an active kiddush month by month, and that's why the language of the bracha is mechadesh chodeshim and not mechadesh chodeshim. Mechadesh chodeshim. Okay, so if you want to talk about some of the lochos of kiddush levana, The good way to look at it is go through our five questions: the when, the where, the how, and see if we can go through some of those halachas. So the when actually has a lot of different twists to it. So the when can be the time of the day, the when can be the time of the week, and the when can be the time of the month. All those whens have to be considered. So can I say Kiddush Levana the time of the day? Can I say Kiddush Levana Ben Hashmoshes? Do I have to wait till it's totally dark? The answer is you have to wait till it's totally dark. It has to be that you're benefiting from the light of the moon, and when it's still light outside during Ben Hashmoshes, you're not really getting the full benefit of the light of the moon yet. If a person has to wait until after Ben Hashmoshes to say Kiddush Levana.
Rabbi?
Yes.
The question was, is there a chiyuv to say Kiddush Levana, or is it if you see the moon then you have to say a bracha on it?
Is there a chiyuv? So there seems to be a difference between the language of Bavli and Yerushalmi. Mm-hmm. The Bavli's lashon is haroya chodesh bechidusha oimer. So if you see it,
that's the Yerushalmi.
That's lashon the Bavli.
Of Bavli. Uh-huh.
Lashon the Yerushalmi sounds like you're supposed to sound a little stronger lashon. I'm not exact lashon of Yerushalmi, but lashon Yerushalmi sounds like the way it's brought down the loch. It sounds like you have a chiyuv to try and do it. And we'll see why in the conversation. So, conversely, at the other end of the night, after Lo Yisa Shachar, really a person is not supposed to say Kiddush, once it's already considered daytime. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that you were, or Mishmar seems to say you would not say, could not say Kiddush Levana then. There's some place who would say that the truth is right after Lo Yisa Shachar, it's still dark out. And the main issue really is benefiting from the light. So you can benefit from the light during that point. So they say in case you needed to, you can be sarmach on that.
So in instances like this past year where there was these solar eclipse, would you be able to say Kiddush Levana at that time because you're getting benefit from the light of the Levana at that time?
That's an interesting question.
You're not really getting benefit from the way the moon goes.
If you're not really seeing the moon, it's just blocking. So if the moon would, the moon by definition for our purposes can't be visible during that, because it's not reflecting, the sun is blocking the sun. The side which is reflecting is facing away from us. But can you have a situation during that time beforehand, during the time beforehand it was to light out? So I don't know, it would be an interesting question. I'll tell you, it's an interesting question for a different reason. I'll get back to that hopefully, time wise. Okay, so that's the time of the day, time of the week. So the law is that Kiddush Havana, the Mor says that Kiddush Havana is that if the only mitzvah Klai Yisrael received was Kiddush Havana, the Mor says it would have been enough. Because it's an opportunity to see, as it were, the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Briya. Now, Ben Yonah says, we know that the cycle, not we don't know the cycle, but the nature of a human being, like Rabbi Ruchem says, even though we know the cycle, but the nature of a human being is that we see something with our eyes that affects us. And we see the fact that the moon gets larger, gets smaller, it goes away, comes back again. That indicates to us that there's something running the world. It's more obvious then that the sun always coming up and it doesn't hit us with the same effect. Therefore, the more it sees that as Kabbalah's Panei Hashkina. Since that is true, therefore the Rishonim already say that a person should say it, and this is the language of a Masechta Soferim, a person should say it when he's mavusim, he's feeling happy, he's feeling noah b'mibisuma, he's feeling. So therefore, we wait till Motzei Shabbos, a person is in nice clothing, a person just had a nice meals. See, he feels good. It's a good time to say it. Motzei Yom Kippur. Even though we're fasting, Klal Yisrael is in a very, very positive mood. They just got Kaporos Lebonus, etc. Motzei Tisha B'Av. It's just during that period of time where it's the opposite. A person is just fasting and sad, etc. So it would not be the appropriate time to say Kiddush Lebonus right away. So people have a minute to say Kiddush Lebonus, Motzei Tisha B'Av. Mishnah Berurah says a person should make sure that they go, they should change their shoes, they should eat something, and then do it, and then say it. That being said, the concept of Rav Am, if you're going to lose your tzibur, you're going to lose an opportunity to say it with a minyan, that would be override. So we, Baruch Hashem, been able to accomplish by us, in the yeshiva already, we have a late 10:30 in the evening Kiddush Havana, Motzei Tisha B'Av. So people can go home and eat something, change their shoes, and come back. We have a tzibur, Baruch Hashem. We had 40, 50 people there already.
Why
some of these years.
Wait until after Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av to do it?
Because of this argument of there's elements of sadness, there's elements of tension. So we're not in the Tzalef Yom Kippur, the person is, as it were, in the tension of the Sesame Tshuva. So he's not really in, there is a Gra which says that a person should not wait. That the schus of being Makal Panei Shechina during Sesame Tshuva is a very good idea. Why not add it to the Derech Hashmonus, etc. Okay.
During the 3 weeks, the same argument. You should wait until after the period is over.
Correct.
Ready? Why don't we say it on Lil Shabbos?
What?
Why don't we say it on Lil Shabbos?
Why don't we say it on Lil Shabbos? So actually, we don't say it on Lil Shabbos because the concerned people we're going to carry. People are going to carry out a sitter. So in a case where you must say it on Lel Shabbos, let's say it's the last night to say it, you would say it, but our minhag is to only say the bracha, not the whole nusach. This way,
on Lel Shabbos.
And this way, the person will be less tempted to carry something out because the bracha was fairly well known. All of the different things that you add is less so. I mean, there is a saying in Yiddish, Kiddush Levana Oisius, because they used to have a Kiddush Levana written on the wall of the shul in Kiddush Levana Oisius. You can go to Prague, Vienna, one of these places. There's still the shul, one of the shuls there still has the big Kiddush Levana on the wall of the building. So, which raises an interesting question, which we'll get to. Which direction you're supposed to face when you say Kiddush Levana? So one of them talking was, you face towards Mizrach, because that was where they was faced on the shul. Is that really the minhag? Okay, so the last issue of the when. So preferably wait till Motzei Shabbos. With a case where you're going to, there's a concern a person would lose the opportunity. If it's going to be past the 10th day of the month, we're afraid the person might lose the opportunity, especially in the winter. If we don't wait till Motzei Shabbos, and we say it earlier. How much of the month has to have passed before we can say Kiddush Levana? So it has to be that you're able to benefit from the light. So there are actually multiple opinions when that starts. The most well-known ones are 3 and 7. 3 days from the Lamoilet and 7 days from the Lamoilet. Actually, the opinion says you can say it before 3 days from the Lamoilet. And there's an opinion that says that, you know, even the seven doesn't mean seven full 24-hour periods. So that's all debatable. Minhag Ashkenazim is to wait for 3 days from the Moilin. Now, it's very clear that this calculation of 3 days from the Moilin is not 72-hour periods meyes leis perfectly, because the Moilin which we use is an approximate Moilin. When we say that the Moilin is from one month to the next month, which means from a conjunction to conjunction, is the 29 days, 12 hours, and the 44 minutes plus one chelik, that's how we, which is 3.3 seconds, right, 1/18 of a minute. So that calculation, 1/18 of a minute, yeah. 1/18 of a minute, right? So that calculation is approximate, and we know that that's approximate because there are months in the year where it takes longer for that to happen. The Gemara says that sometimes it's bo barucha, sometimes it's bo b'ksora, sometimes it takes longer, sometimes it takes shorter. It's very simple. We'll call it very simple. So as the moon is moving around the Earth is also moving. So the moon has to travel to catch up with the Earth. Well, the Earth doesn't move at the same pace because the orbit of the Earth is elliptical. The nature of an ellipse is that when you're at the point where it's closer to where the Earth is closer to the Sun, it moves more quickly than the point where it's further from the Sun. So the month which is closer to the Sun, which of course is January, which is not what we would have assumed, but actually January is the month which the Earth is the closest to the Sun in its orbit. So the moon moves more quickly, the Earth moves more quickly, therefore the moon has to move further to catch up to be in the same place in the sky. So the time from one Merlin to the next will actually be longer around this time of year than it will be in the summer. So when we say you calculate from the Merlin which we're given, which we use, which is a standardized Merlin, it's always every month the exact same amount, it's an approximate. The variation from the Merlin which we're given can actually be, it can be up to 6 hours earlier, and it's been as long as 18 hours longer, which is quite, you know, it's quite a range. So calculating that exactly through the 3 days or the 7 days, etc., it's obviously lav dafka, because we're not making those calculations. You can, there are people, you know, the Rambam gives you ways to make all those calculations. They're quite complicated. Okay, so in general we wait 72 hours from the time of the Merlin before you would say Kiddush Levana. Important to point out that the time which we announce in the shul for Kiddush Levana, for the Merlin, I'm sorry, when we do Mevorchim HaChodesh, is the time of in Yerushalayim. The time from Yerushalayim to here is a 7-hour difference. Also depends Yerushalayim where it is in its time zone and where we are in our time zone. That you have a range of, it can be 7 hours and 20 minutes, or 7 hours and or 6 hours and 55 minutes. It can be the difference depending where you are in your time zone, you know, or this Eastern time zone. I think around over here, if I recall correctly, it's about 7 hours and 20 minute difference. So if it tells you that the Marlot is in Yerushalayim, at seven in the evening, it means the Merlin is taking place over here at noon. If it be Merlin, it would be 7:20 in the evening in Yerushalayim, that means over here it's taking place at that moment is 12 noon, where it's over here it's already 7 o'clock. Over here it's only 12 noon still. The time it gets to be 7 o'clock over here, it's already 7 hours later.
And it's also based on the standard time rather than the actual time.
It's based on this approximation. So when we calculate the Sifes my Kiddush Levana, and they give you that time, which again is based on one Merlin to the next, and the midway point, that's in Yerushalayim. Over here, you're going to look at that number, you're looking at your clock, subtract 7 hours. So it tells you, well, it's still 3 o'clock in the morning, the morning of Wednesday, let's say this coming month, it's going to be, you know, sometime late Wednesday evening, Thursday morning. It's really 7 hours earlier is the end of that time. Till when can you say Kiddush Levana? So you can say it till the midpoint, as long as the moon is still getting larger. So when is the midpoint? So the midpoint, and then we calculate halfway in between the two molders. But let's say in the case of a solar eclipse is the moment where the moon is directly behind the earth, between the earth and the sun. So that point onwards, the moon is going to be getting smaller. So there's an example. If you calculated your two moldas and you found out when your eclipse was, it wasn't at the time of the halfway point between the two moldas. So that there was a perfect expression of this fact that was we use an average. We don't use a... Am I making sense over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Anyway, I like this stuff. So, that's the when. So you have the when is preferably Motzei Shabbos. You have the when, what time of the day, and it should be dafka when it's dark. You have the when, what time of the month, the beginning and the end points of that. We mentioned how should you say it. You should say it dressed appropriately. You should say it standing. You have to say it standing. You should also go out. The Maram says you should go out and greet the melech. You should not say it under a roof. So you even have an overhang over the front of the building. You should not say it on the roof. You should go out to greet. Okay. How should you say it in this regards to the question of if you're supposed to say it because you can benefit from the light? So do we have to look at the moon, etc.? When should you look at the moon? So there is there's no good more. The more it talks about a person should not be mistakel a certain thing, the person should not stare at them. One of them says you shouldn't stare at a rainbow, a keshes. You see it, you make a bracha, etc. The Rishonim already come along and say, well, if that's true, you shouldn't stare at the moon either. It shouldn't be mistakel b'levana. It's no gemara which says you can't be mistakel b'levana. It's the one of the Rishonim. The Ben Yonah says when you say the bracha, you look at the moon and then you make the bracha because you're being the hander from the aura of the moon. So at what point do you have to cite? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be bringing two opinions about that. Do you say that you have to cite it before you cite the bracha, or sometime during the bracha you should actually be looking at the moon? And as you're saying the bracha, you're being the hander from the moon. So since both opinions are out there, and the Mishnah Berurah actually, I think the minute is to look and then look at the levana and then not continue to stare at it, but say the bracha.
It's hard to say the bracha when you're looking at the moon sometimes too.
That's true too, right? But you know by heart already. Right? That's why you can say it Friday night because you know by heart. That being said, it seems to be that from the Mishnah Berurah, looking at the Mishnah Berurah, that the main time they say it is actually during the bracha. So then the question was, which way should you face? So some people had a minute that they look at the moon, they would turn away from the moon. They shouldn't be look like they're bowing or davening to the moon. And they'd face towards the Mizrach. Which there is such a minhag brought down. So, but if you're supposed to be looking at the moon during the bracha, you would have to be facing more. Usually, that's going to be south, depending on the time of the month. This is either going to be southeast or southwest, or south directly south, depending what time of the month it is and what time of the night you're saying it. But not directly east. Okay, there is an issue that one should be careful not to bow to the moon. A person saying Elena at the end, the person bows, the person should not look like he's bowing to the moon. So a person should, at that point in time, clearly should be facing away from, not facing towards the moon when he says that.
Rebbe, if the whole idea of the Kiddush is that you see the Shekhinah by the moon changing, why do you have to get benefit from the light? Why can't you say it during the daytime when you see the moon? You can see the moon, so why does it have to be that you get hung up the light?
So that's an interesting question. The approach which I use for that question is, when Chazal made tikkunos, there actually are two things that they always kept in mind. They kept in why, and I would call it the what. In other words, Chazal used precedents for their tikkunos. They had reasons why they made tikkunos, and they made the tikkunos, they used certain frameworks which were standardized. So we have a concept of bracha on some type of benefit that exists already. So we're gonna. The reason why we're doing it is because of being Rosh Hashanah, being Rosh Hashanah. The framework which we use, when we discussed this once by Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum, the reason is because I'm afraid X, Y, Z is going to happen. The way they made the framework, they said, well, he functions like your shliach. This is a known concept. So since he's like your shliach, you can't have him doing something for you. So the reason why you're doing it and what framework they use to make the tikkun are not automatically the same.
But there are lots of brachas that are not, you get no hung up, you just sort of...
Did they do it as Birchas Hari'iyah or Birchas Anahenin? Is an interesting question why they chose one over the other, but I think that's the angle to approach it.
By every bracha, it has to be a dover kashya.
Yeah.
Bracha is dover kashya. So if you get hadar from the moon, that's its most kashya
Good point. Excellent point. Okay, 1 second. What was I saying? We were talking about, okay, direction, bowing. Okay, lost my train of thought. I didn't write notes this week, so bear with me. The when, the how. Oh, last point, talking about this point of benefiting. So what about cloud cover? So there are multiple questions when it comes to cloud cover. So Arpsak, Ashkenazim, if there's a thin cloud cover and therefore you can benefit from the light through the, and you can see the form of the moon and you can benefit from the light, you can say it. If there is a thick cloud cover but part of the moon is still visible, also you can be, since Mixes of the Lavana is Nira, so it's okay. If the moon's gonna be covered, even though you can see the light around the cloud, so you're benefiting from the light, but you're not seeing the moon, you should not say. Mishabur discusses the question where you see that there's clouds and there's gaps in between, and you see the clouds are moving fairly quickly, and you're Meshayer, that if you start the bracha now, you're not going to be able to finish the bracha with the moon being visible. By the time you finish the bracha, you know, it takes you 30 seconds to say the bracha, 40 seconds to say the bracha, depending how slow you read, or 10 seconds, whatever, right? So, but the clouds are moving quickly enough that by the time you finish the bracha, the it will be covered. So Mishabur brings up, she says you should not start the bracha in that situation. And then he brings the Be'er Halacha from Reb Chaim Sanzer, which is not, it's a different Reb Chaim Sanzer than our Reb Chaim Sanzer. He says that he raised this question and he felt that you can start the bracha, it's not a problem. Now, Mikra Adin, that's clear. Mishabur says if you did start the bracha and it got covered, it's not a problem. As long as the moment you start the bracha, the moment was visible, that's not a problem. So, B'diyavid B'shurir, I'd say. But he, this Reb Chaim Sanzer brings a raya that you could say it. Mishabur is doyech of the raya. Mishabur seems to hold that you should, prison should wait if possible. Okay. Well, it's later. Okay.